Program designed to take people from the rank and file NECANN people, those who are enjoying the NECANN experience. Some will stand out and say, I'd like to become a 4 or a 5, and these are people who want to become, move forward and become leaders and become professionals at what we do. It is the first time in network marketing where we are really creating professionals. It's a two course series. One of them is Pathfinder 1, the other one is Pathfinder 2. On this call, you will hear 9, and I think, because I counted wrong, 10 individuals who will be committing themselves to grow. Each one of them comes to the table, some with lots of experience. You'll meet them all tonight, and some with lesser experience. Each one saying, I'm going to start this thing. Now, this is a group of people who have, for the most part, never done this before. This is a new venture for them. And this is a new start to a Pathfinder obstacle course, if you will. It is designed so that when people go through this, it is not about you. It is about what the 10,000 people that will come after you. It's preparing yourself to understand what your people will go through. You're going to start having visions of what's going to be like as my people gain strength, knowledge, and leadership from walking through this program. You're going to experience it first. You're going to know what it feels like so that you can be the mentors, the Yodas of the future. At the beginning of each week, we're going to ask all of our participants to give us an idea of complete or incomplete. This week has a unique little twist to it. But what complete, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but what complete means is that they've completed their assignments. All of these people, first off, have committed by written commitment form to having purchased their career, and well, their NECANN at least basic startup packet that makes them the senior level or higher. That's one of the things they've done. Another one is they've now committed to say, I will be at a wellness preview every week. Now, for some of you who live out in the deepest, darkest reaches of Africa, you may have to do the wellness preview with 2 baboons and a gorilla, and that's all you got. It might be your cat and a bunch of dishes, and you're going to do that wellness preview if you don't have one for people to show up to. I find in the long haul, those people sometimes turn out to be bigger and stronger because they had to do it all and not rely on some preview that was already there. But they're all going to go to a preview every week. They're going to also have listened to the CD that we, or the DVD that we've recommended for the week. We'll be having discussions on that. They will also have been reading a book. We'll have discussions on that. Then finally, they will state either complete or incomplete. As we go through the program, complete means I've met all the tasks this week. Incomplete means one of them has gone missing, and usually the one that goes missing is trying to get 5 presentations or ABCs to new people during the week. Now, some people get a little bit confused on this, and so we keep coming back as to why we do it and how it's done and what are the parameters, because we want to be very clear about it. 5 ABCs. The A can be a CD. It can be a wellness preview, upline three-way call, crossline three-way call. It could be anything where you, the B, bring a prospect C to somebody or something else to tell the story. Now, anything counts. That's an ABC that gives them enough information where they could say either, yep, give me more information, sell me some stuff, I'm in, or nope, it's not for me. If they can make any of those statements after having reviewed some, one more step, then you get to count them for the week. And I got to make sure this is clear every week, if you are incomplete, we don't care why. It has no bearing whatever. All we care about is what you can do, not what you can't do. So We really want to encourage all of you to teach yourselves and then your other people. If you come in incomplete, just simply state incomplete and we go on. Now, if you state complete and you met all the requirements, especially if it's complete and then you got plus one or two extra people, you might say complete plus two, then we may stop and talk about what were some of the things that were successful for you. So this is caller accountability part of the call. So every week we'll start with that roll call and get our accountability up and running. And then after that we'll go right into the meat of it. And this week we're going to introduce the members of this particular team. We are getting enough people. This is the best when we get this many people, because we've got people, like I said, that are waiting in the wings. They will be doing listening, following with the kinds of different activities that we're working on. They will stay right with us. They just won't be asked to speak during the call or be held accountable to all the people who are out there in the listening land. And I'm doing something with my computer. I can't talk at the same time. I'm just calling up my list. So these people then have one other assignment today. Here's the scoop. They were asked to begin to learn the process of the cycle that we go through in bringing people to the table for NECAN. We call it the process. And their requirement was to go out and make three people feel good that you came into their life every day for five of the last 7 days. Sounds interminable, doesn't it? Incredibly difficult. So, now that I'm calling up, I'm really looking to try to open up my cast list here. Oh, here we go. Okay, and I actually have it all set up with a roster, so we'll see how this goes. So let's start out. Janie Martin, complete. Now we're gonna go through the happy phase completes first, those where you made people nice and happy, and then the second thing you're gonna say is complete or incomplete on all the others. So the first one, were you able to make three people happy every day?
Absolutely. I've got 225 people at work, and I go in at 7 o'clock in the morning, so I have plenty of people to talk to and throw compliments at and just brighten their day. So, yes, that was an easy one.
Totally awesome. Were you considered weird during the week?
I'm always a little bit more bubbly than everybody else, and so I was just a little bit more over the top than usual.
Totally cool. All right. Then the second part, were you complete or incomplete?
I was complete.
Awesome. Okay. Sherry Edwards.
Yes.
First off, your happy faces. How'd it go?
I have lots of happy faces. I'm definitely complete.
Was that hard?
No, it was so fun. And in fact, the first few calls, you say to do three of them, you just want to keep doing more. And on the first couple of days, they were just phone calls that I was making. And then, then it's you're at the store early in the morning and you're just, like, complimenting the checker or, whoever it was. But no, it definitely made you want to do more than three. I mean, you can't just stop at three once you hit three.
Oh, that's a good insight. Cool. Rich, Bella from Seal Beach, California. What did you do? Did you make people happy?
Yes. And from Starbucks to the grocery store to just the clients that I see to the people in the gyms. So definitely.
Was it difficult?
No.
And was it different than what you normally do?
Not really. I mean, just one, maybe like a few sentences more. That's pretty much it.
Great. Complete or incomplete on the other part?
Incomplete.
Okay. Ron Munden.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
I've been trying to get in. I finally got in. I was out in Diamond Lake, and anyway, I just finally was able to get in.
All right, well, you may have to catch up a little bit, but right now I'd like to know, did you talk to three people a day and make them feel better in the world than they were before you met them?
Oh, gosh, it was hilarious today. I wish you would have been there and had a video. You'd have died laughing. I've got three guys I work with, and one of them, actually last week I saw him the magnetic thing for your feet and your shoes and stuff, and he also got the water bottle, leaking water bottle. And anyway, he works with this other guy, Garrett. He's been working with him for years. And Garrett's a pretty hardcore guy. I mean, he's funny, but he's hardcore at the same time. And so I came into this new home today. I was painting it up on this high scaffolding, and the electrician was just saying, gosh, I feel awful today. So I didn't know that Jason, the gentleman I met last week, told him magnetics, had talked to Garrett, but he did. And all of a sudden I said, well, I've got some water for you. And Garrett just started coming off and all kinds of negative stuff, you know. And so I said, well, just hold off and wait. I said, so I climbed down off the scaffold. And I said, I'm not scared to share what I have here. I said, you guys can just beat me up all you want. But I said, just get up off that chair now. I hoisted him up. I said, I took a couple of tests on you. So I did. And I gave him some water. And I kind of freaked him out. So I pulled my magnetics out of my shoes. I threw it on the floor. He said, what the heck is that? I said, just stand on it. I did the test without it, and then I stood on it, and he just looked at me like, what in the heck is this? I said, well, I'm going to tech college. He came to America here recently. And anyway, as God is my witness, it wasn't 5 minutes that he told Garrett, the hard-nosed guy, he says, man, he said, I'm feeling good. I'm not kidding you, I feel good. So I had a whole gallon of the water on the new bar there, And I said, well, you can have that gallon. I'll bring you another gallon tomorrow. I said, just try it out. After 3 or 4 days, you'll be totally hydrated. So I explained all about what the water does and stuff like that. And he said, well, man, you shouldn't seem super excited about this. I said, well, I am. So I shared with him about my wife with lupus, what it's done to her. She's dropped down on her prednisone and everything, and now she's 9 straight weeks with no pain from the sleep mattress thing. But anyway, he says, well, what's the... he wanted to know what the company was, and he wanted to go on the internet and check it all out. So, of course, I said, well, right now I'm kind of busy. I don't have a chance to get all that to you, but I will. So he grabs this whole gallon, and Garrett and Ray Jr.'s son sticks their cup out, and they just finished drinking their coffee out of it. He says, give me some of that water. So he pours it about 2 inches of it. They gobble it down. All of a sudden, they're feeding it at him again, and this electrician's just... They're just, wait a minute, this is my water. I'm not sharing it with you. And he's hugging his water jug, and he says, I'm not giving none of it to you. I started laughing. About 10 minutes later, the hard nose comes in there. He said, Ron, that stuff really works. He says, I feel like I got a little bit shaky in my hands, my arms. He says, energy. He said, I never drank water. I said, well, that's probably a good example, because all three of those guys admitted they don't hardly ever drink water. And I'm sitting there laughing at him. I said, 5 minutes ago, you guys were beating me up, and now you're fighting over who's going to get this water. I said, you got your bear hugging that gallon of water worse than you would your beer. I like to die laughing. You ought to hurt. So anyway, they're all sweet begging me to bring it. You need to be here tomorrow. Will you bring this gallon of this water? I said, yeah, but bring me a check. I said, because let me put it on your counter for about $500. I said, all the other companies would be with several $1,000. I said, we'll put one in your house, too, for $1,100. So the electrician says, well, gosh, that doesn't sound like much money. I said, it's not to stay healthy. So,
well, now, can you all see why we brought Ron on the call?
He's so low energy, though. Can't you replace him?
I know. He gets given an adrenal infusion every couple hours.
I'm like, can you? I wish you guys had been there. It was hilarious. You slam the pieces, and then it's your turn.
Okay, Ron, we got to keep moving.
All right, buddy.
All right, so Ron was not with us last week and was not apprised of complete or incomplete, so guess what? Ron is incomplete, so he will be fully filled up for this next week around. Next one up is, let's go with Marcia. Are you on from Colville?
Yes, I am.
Howdy, Marcia.
Howdy.
Did you make three people smile every day?
I did.
So you're complete on that one.
I think the one that smiled the biggest was at the McDonald's when I tipped him for having patience with our order.
Awesome. Good trick.
Yeah.
Totally cool. Sylvia.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I got to go back to Marcia. Marcia, were you complete or incomplete?
Complete.
Oh, way to go. Awesome. Scored it. Okay, Sylvia. How about the happy face thing? Was that easy to do?
Definitely.
Did you have to go out of your way to do it?
No. It was, I mean, that's just part of life, being pleasant and trying to make people feel good. It was normal.
Wouldn't that be weird if we did that for a living?
Well, don't we?
The president of one network marketing company said this at one time. He said, if I was to guarantee that you would make $100,000 a year for the rest of your life, if for 3 years you were required every single day to say something nice to three different people, and if you missed it once, then we would not give you the advantages for life. How many people do you think would take the extra effort to do it every day?
Everybody.
I think most people routinely are pleasant and considerate of people. I mean, maybe once in a while, no. But to me, that was, what do I want to say?
Everyday activity.
Everyday activity, yeah. You don't know, but I've started doing caregiving work again, and, you know, that's just part of your day.
So you're asking me to raise the bar, and I will. Okay, Sylvia, were you complete or incomplete on the rest of the assignment?
Complete.
Way to go. Totally exciting. All right, Peggy Clayton?
Yes.
How about you? The first one, the happy face one. How were you?
Complete. And like Mom said, it was easy. I just made the mistake of giving somebody the wrong compliment, which was really, made me stop to think about what you say. We went into Walgreens, and there was a gal there, the cutest gal, and she was reaching up to get something. She had this smock on, and I said, I wish I was that cute when I was pregnant. She goes, oh, I'm not pregnant.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I just died, and then I said, you know what, hon? I said, you had your arms up and your smock was clear pulled out. But she wasn't fat, you know, and I said, please don't feel bad, and I told her how bad I felt. And we actually, I'm going to go back and give her some information, actually ended up having a really nice conversation with her. I thought she'd just want me out of the store.
Well, there's a new trick I hadn't heard of before.
I tell ya.
It may have worked this time, Peggy, but don't try it very many times.
Well,
so break things over your head.
I stand away from the pregnant day. I can tell you that. I'm done.
Okay, then how about the rest of it? Were you complete or incomplete?
Complete.
Awesome. And then one of my current favorite people in the whole world is Fran. Are you on tonight?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you all never get a chance to meet Fran, your life will be a little sadder. Now, did you get a chance this week to make three people happy every day?
I do that every day, but I didn't know I was supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, Fran was not able to make it on the call last week, so she didn't even know it was but I can vouch for her. I follow her around and watch, and she did, in fact, make three people happy every day. Sometimes it was just me. And Fran would be incomplete on the rest of it because she didn't know what the rest of it was, huh? Okay, Gary, are you with us tonight? Gary Fallon? Well, let me check this one out here. And finally, Linda.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you make people happy?
Oh, yeah.
Was that unusual for you at all?
No. Well, I have to make my family happy at home. I mean, sometimes it's a challenge. But what is fun is when you're able to get out of the house and you can talk to other people, you can get in the store, and just try to make shopping a little bit more fun. There was a gal today that was in a wheelchair, and I had to go up to her and talk to her and comment on how happy she looked. and I don't know what kind of health problem she had, but she had a smile on her face, and she was kind to everybody that she came in contact with, and I thought, you know, I need to keep a smile on my face at all times. And so she was an inspiration to me. And but no, I really enjoyed that. I try to do that. I get up really early in the morning, and if I'm out, I have to run to the store or something, then I try to make it a point to have a smile on my face and to compliment people, and a genuine compliment. That's really important.
Oh, yeah. If you're faking it, it doesn't work.
No.
That's true. That's so true. Reminds me of a story of a guy who was always happy, and it drove all the other employees nuts. And it didn't matter what happened, this guy was always happy. He always took the bright side of life. One day, I guess he was working in a convenience store or something. He left the back door open, which is something you never do. The guy came in and shot him. And paramedics came in. He was near death. They put him on the stretcher. Went in were going through. People were standing around him. And in all of his life, he'd always been positive, and everything, he could always find something good about it. And they finally asked him, "Are you allergic to anything?" And they couldn't quite understand his response, and he looked very strained, and the people around him were really concerned because he'd never looked like this strained before. And they said, "What was that? Are you allergic to anything?" And he says, "Bullets."
We were waiting for that, Jerry.
You've heard that story.
You can't fool us.
So what we did this week was we started out with the very beginning part of what we call the process. And in that part, it's just engaging in conversation with other people. Then the next thing is to begin to, as you engage with people, is it a hard stretch to imagine that you could begin from there asking questions about them?
No.
So, Marcia, when you make somebody smile, when you bring that out in them, can you see how being genuinely interested in asking them questions, how do you think they would respond?
Oh, favorably.
Do you think they would share information with you?
Oh, absolutely.
So what we're going to recommend is that you ask a series of questions, and this may be easy for you to... Dennis Williams has a has an acronym called Frisbee, and it will be in one of your upcoming tapes, and I forget it right now off the top of my head what each of the letters are, and I apologize for that because we want to stay true to the course. But the oldest form of this is actually the word form, F-O-R-M, and you ask them about their family. So out of all the people that all of you made smile this week, do you suppose after they did and you made them feel better, you could actually ask questions about their family?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And as they begin to share about their family, the next one that comes up might be their occupation. How long have you been working at this? Does it really pay well? Are you excited about it? And you seem to be very skilled. Tell me how you learned that, asking questions about occupation. Do you look like this is something you want to do forever? Where do you go from here? You can begin to start to lead the questions where they might be able to, or they might begin to start giving you reasons why they might like to see their life change. The last, or the third one is R, so F-O-R, and that's recreation. What are the kinds of things that they do recreationally? And you can find out that, I happen to know a secret that Sylvia's son likes to go hunting. Now, don't tell anybody. But if I was to sit around and listen to his hunting stories, it might be the easiest way in the world to make him talk.
Oh, yeah, man.
And people love it when you are interested in what they have to say. So, we've got F-O-R, family, occupation, recreation. If you can genuinely be interested, first you start by making them smile, and then you ask some of those questions. You've now done what we call prospecting. And this is a critical thing for you all to remember. prospecting is simply picking up the rock out of the pan and looking at it to see if it's already gold.
Mm-hmm.
A prospector doesn't hold that rock in between his hands and go, I wish it was gold, come on, please change. They're looking for something that already exists. Now, there's something about prospecting that you all, I think, might find rather interesting, and that is that everybody that you prospect is not necessarily people that you will recruit. Is that a shock to anybody?
Oh,
no.
Can I ask real quick, Jerry, what M stands for?
That's the recruiting part. That's when you give them the message.
Oh, okay. Message.
Okay. So the first three are the prospecting part. The M, F-O-R-M, that's the recruiting part. And what we're going to learn through using your ignition sequence guide, which is the Bible for this course, is how to separate those out into what we call the PRS system. Prospecting, recruiting, and then finally sponsoring. Now we're going to change a little bit of the focus of this particular P1 class over a lot of them that I've run in before, and that is I want you all to be focusing on every person you talk to. Imagine what could you do to assist them once they've been sponsored from the very beginning of your conversation. Because what we usually have people do is they'll listen to somebody's response, but they don't have any application to listen for. In other words, you should listen, but have in the back of your mind that, hey, I'm going to just listen to this person and think, is there something in NECAN that might be a help to the growth and development of their family or their life? If they were sponsored in, not if they just wanted to ask for the next piece of information, but we're going to start thinking all the way through until they were sponsored in. And we're going to start that right from the very beginning. What could we add to the quality of their life by sponsoring them in? And I'm going to just really keep harping that point.
Jerry, on not to interrupt you, but on that one thing you just said, is there one in particular thing that you looking for into that person that you think might grab your attention? Like, for instance, ask them a question. There's someone in your family with a certain illness or something in their life that really bothers them. Is there something that you hit first that might get their attention, or you just look for it and let them speak it?
You know what's going to be really interesting is that as people have tried to define a separate course and ask this question, if you're genuinely interested in the person,
mm-hmm.
this stuff will start dropping on the floor around your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be amazed that if you're just really asking these three questions, family, occupation, recreation, you'll start sniffing things, but here's where the brand new person often goes wrong. Somebody might, you might ask about their family, and they might say, oh, I'll tell you what, everything has been going so well, but my little girl the other day was diagnosed with a horrible disease. Now, do you know what the inexperienced NECAN person is going to do? Holy crap! I got something that'll fix you. Yeah, shut up. You don't get any more input.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what Danny talks about. Yep.
They go for the jugular vein.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to do your omi-omis at that point. Step back, go om, relax, take a Valium. And this week, I'd like to have you then try the form, and I dare you not to bring it up until you get the third reason why they want to be sponsored.
But, Jerry, that's exactly what got me into the business. You didn't do that with me. And I was waiting and waiting for something more. And you kind of had me dangling off like a magnet, and I was trying to, okay, what's left here? And that's how true that is. Yeah,
cool.
You didn't throw anything at me. Remember when I shared that with you? If I would have known this, course, I look at myself as being more open and more interesting in what this business is because based on what my wife's illness is, and that's probably 99% of it, but yeah, I was definitely wanting more there. I knew there was something there, but I think you had me dangling there for a while.
Well, what I want to do is, and this is going to be really important for all of you, if you let people answer questions long enough, they are sponsoring themselves, and you're not doing the process. You're just leading questions that cause them to believe and understand that they need to make a change in the direction of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to, through conversation, have them admit to themselves that they need to take a new direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then from that point, you own them.
Exactly.
Okay, then let's go through this part then. And that is, we're going to introduce each other. Now, here's what I'd like to have you do. Give your background in such a way that it's on page 9 of your distributor or your workbook for the Pathfinder system. And there are 3 questions that I'd like to have you answer. If you don't have your Pathfinder workbook with you, you can ask again, but on page 9, the first part is your background. And the reason I like to have you do this background is because as a team, you all are going to be calling one another and working together to develop a synergistic, massive action team. You're going to be creating a vision together. You're going to be creating momentum together. So the people on the call, we want to know what in your background would be helpful for other people should they need expertise as a three-way in your area. So that's your background.
In other words, is this what, like, if each one of us are having certain problems, we share it with each other, we stay communicated, so we hear the positives from each other and what is not working? So
yeah, I think that, I'll give you an example, Ron. In your case, some of the things that would be helpful for other people to know is your brief run-in with another networking company that taught you many things, and so they could go, aha, here's somebody, I've got a prospect, I'd like to know how it works in another company or what they think about, so I could call Ron because he's got some background and experience in another company. And that you have a background in sports and your family and so forth. Here's the hard part. You got to do all 3 of these questions in 4 minutes or less or we'll run out of time. In fact, 3 minutes or less.
Okay,
the second one is, why are you building the Niken business? And the third one is, what do you want to gain from this program? So let's start at the top of the list. And Jenny, the first question is your background. The second, why are you building the business? And the third one, what do you want to gain from this program? Are you with me, Jenny?
I am.
Hit me.
My first? All right. My background, I think the thing that's going to be most helpful is I used to be a horse trainer. So anybody out there wanting to use the products on horses or hear about experiences or whatever, help out with that. I did some retail store management. And right now I am a marketing and training supervisor for internet advertising company. I'm not sure how that helps out, so maybe it's helped with their website, but, I guess I can help out with that. The reason I'm building this business, I've always wanted to have my own business. When I was training for all, I found out that having that business didn't give me the flexibility that I wanted. We had to be at certain places on just about every weekend throughout the year or so, or throughout the season. And the reason why I'm doing it right now is I want to be back home with my kids. I was able to build my business to 1 point to replace my income. Got sidetracked by some major life events, and I want to get it back up to that point again. And what I want to gain from this program is consistency. I want it to be ongoing, productive action, and my sisters and I, we haven't all 3 been going at the same time for a long time. It's usually, one or the other, kind of back and forth, and the Pathfinders, I think, is the shiny surfboard that I need to catch the waves that we're that we're creating. So
I've never heard it put that. We'll take it.
All right.
Okay, then Sherry.
Yes.
You're three.
Okay, my background, let's see, what might be helpful is, let's see, I just left my job of 10 years as an executive level in a corporate job. As far as product experiences, my husband pretty much had his leg ripped off at one point, had it put back on, and all the stuff that helped him with that, rehabilitation and all of that. I broke my back a few years ago, and I used the back flex and only that to get better, get back to work in 2.5 weeks. I used to be a singer and have had TMJ, and that's how why I needed to quit that. And so I've had great results with the necklace and things like that. So if anybody knows anybody with TMJ, and I've lost 30 pounds on the body balance, so those things might help in three-way calls. Why I'm building the business, I used to work 60 to 80 hours a week and decided that I wasn't a surgeon and I never signed up for that, so I wanted to get home with my family. And so what I think what I have taught my children up until now, because I was working so much and had no time for them, was that anything your boss asks you to do, you have to do. And that family takes a back seat to your job. And what I want to teach them now is that that they're the only ones that controls their life and their future and their happiness. And I want to show them that life is amazing and it should be lived that way. And I want to teach them that by being the best example. And what I want to gain from the program is I want to go straight to gold. And I want to be able to learn how to duplicate the business in a simple form that I can teach to other people, and so that I'm not doing all the work for me and my downline and running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I want to teach them how to do things for themselves.
Totally gnarly, cool, and awesome.
Welcome
back
to the 80s.
Woo! Thanks, Nicole.
You're on the docket.
All right. Yes. The past 10 years I've been in fitness, and the past 16 years kind of back and forth with retail management in the grocery industry, and more recently with organics. But now I'm full go consulting with and doing new cannabis. That's my background. Why did I choose this business? Because of the products had a lot of integrity, they work, everyone that I introduced to them loved it, and I enjoyed the upline as far as with Jerry and all the people that's in the business and the stories, and I love the building too. If you guys ever get down to Southern California, it's just one of the most amazing buildings. You can go over there and just sit there for lunch and just kind of get tranquility.
This guy cheats because he gets to use the Nikan World Headquarters as his home office.
Awesome. Wow, that's awesome.
That is cheating.
Yeah, we get to pick up too without having to pay shipping. But sorry, I didn't want to rub that in.
Yeah.
What do you want to gain from Pathfinders? Okay. Well, I want to gain the necessary skills to become gold and beyond, and that's because of the freedom that I'm looking for financially, so that ties into 2 and 3, but that's what because I've been doing this business for about 2 to 3 years on my own way, and I too feel like Kobe Bryant, where I probably need to use a team.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Ron. First question, your background, then why are you building the business, and then what you want to gain from the program?
Well, the job I have now is I'm a paint contractor. I've been for the last 20 years. I've been one of those guys that's never had the pleasure of having a 40-hour job a week. I've worked right out of high school, 105 hours a week. averaged 84 hours a week for 5 years, went to Ford Motor Company for 12 years, worked 58 hours and 68 hours there, and now as a contractor, I work 80 hours. As a matter of fact, I'm driving home as we speak. I got home last night at midnight. New construction, sometimes it puts you in that position, but money's good, at least I'm not working for someone else, but my wife has lupus. On $3,200 worth of medication a month. She works at Sacred Heart. We've already found that doctors just can't do really much about it. They don't even really have the answers, and what really got me excited is Jerry, which you tried the magnetics with her, the water, and she's now on 9 straight weeks of absolutely no pain. She's dropped down on her prednisone, which she has not done in 5 years without having serious problems. And that excites me more than I would have given a lot of up for that, and I prayed and prayed and prayed for years, and that was really what grabbed me on my attention with this business. I would have given my right arm to get her health back, and now we both see that. As far as being in the business, I want to go to the top, and what really excites me, Jerry, is all my life I've always liked helping people. And I know doing that, this business, after doing all the research with it, that's what this whole business is all about, is helping someone. And I know you'll be blessed throughout it just by doing that alone. You'll be blessed whether you want it or not. And it just kind of excites me when I share this kind of stuff with people. And I've always been the kind of type of guy that I just don't let somebody bark up my tree. You know, if they come at me, I just, like today, strap my boots on and just challenge them, you know. And you know, you bark up my tree, I'm gonna make you climb it. And that's the way it is. And I like that. And
well, I think that when we put Ron on the team here, you just put your running shoes on, because keeping up is going to be a factor.
Yeah, and it's just and I've been plugging in. I love this audio university, and it's phenomenal work for myself. Does give me an advantage over working in a lot of places. I can listen to it all day long, and I've got tons of names now, and all I got to do is, like I say, strap my boots on, start making these calls, and I'm just going to be on cloud nine. It's just going to work dry. I'm going to push you to diamond.
Way cool. We'll take it.
All right.
The Royal.
It's a pleasure. Yep.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank
Mark
you.
Mark Pia, you're up.
Okay. I've been on.
Okay, the first question, your background, then why are you building a business? And you probably. Or you could call yourself again. One of
the. I'll try that. Okay, let's see. Well, in my work career, I've been a psychiatric technician, a daycare owner and provider, and most recently, for the last 25 years, the mother of 12 adopted children. Ranging now in the ages of 17 to 32. I have excellent administrative and delegating skills. I joined Neekin because I believe in the products and I love to help others. Most importantly, I see Neekin as a vehicle that will provide for my two adult handicapped adopted daughters after I'm dead. I joined Neekin in September of last year, and I broke silver in December. I have 15 in my downline. I've attended Human Beings More training twice and Gold training once. I've listened in to the T1 and 2 calls, but never participated, mostly because I don't like being told what to do and how to do it. And I'm very independent and very much a leader and not much of a follower. I'm also not a person who's comfortable being in front of people groups, and I'm not motivated by recognition or incentives. In spite of my strengths, I also have my weaknesses, which I just said. I tend to want to present the products to a hurting world rather than present the business opportunity. So that's what I'm in Pathfinders for now. I'm wanting to learn and be comfortable in front of groups, and I want to duplicate Jerry's demonstrations and presentations.
You are sterling and the awesome. Most amount of awesome.
Yeah. I admire her for what she's doing with all these kids.
Yep, you're going to get more too, because here's the thing. We've got one of this is going to be one of the most exciting calls, because we've got a real broad cross section of different styles and personalities. And the key is they're all going to become successful. That's your job. You're all now given the responsibility of making everybody else successful. Nobody left behind. Here's an example. There's a thing on the ropes course, or the confidence courses that are out there in the world, and one of them is a great big 12-foot wall with no handholds or no footholds. And the deal is, if we took all of you out there and put you in front of this wall, you could get certain recognition for getting one of you over. But no points are given until you get the entire team over. Our game in this is to take all nine of you and to use the strengths of one another and develop a synergistic group that will get all of you to qualify for the requirements for the silver level in 1 to 4 months in the course of this class. And also to give you the basic structure that you will run your other people through as you develop and bring them to NECAN. The leaders that pop up, the ones who want to go the extra mile, then can step into this, and you will be the teachers of the future. Okay, super. Sylvia?
My background, I guess, is my medical health. But mainly, I think what helps is how the products have helped me. I've had so much benefit from them. And I want to build a business because I want to have a healthy life, a healthy financial, and help others. And the Pathfinder program is what I'm wanting. I lean to telling the people about the products and trying to give them things to help them. And I want to learn how to do the business in the right way.
Very good. Thank you. Peggy?
Well, my background is I come from a construction company. From the time I was 15, I was doing books for construction. We had a company where I was president of it and built homes in the Puget Sound area. And then we had a real estate company, and after that I was in a car accident where I ended up having fibromyalgia from the day I was hurt. I was in pain from then on, and spent 10 years looking for something, and finally my brother, thankfully, found NECAN and has changed my life completely. Basically, I feel like it saved my life. And I want to build a business. We did foster care for 10 years, too. I want to build a business because I like to help people. I like the professional side of the business. It's really attractive to me. I want the balance in my life. And why I'm in the Pathfinder program is because I've had my whole family's had phenomenal success from NECAN products, and it's really hard not to just, you know, talk and talk about that. And I want to do the business end of it. And it took me a while to really realize, you know, how different the two of them are and how to look at the business end of it. And I just want to get experience in it and learn how to do it better and become a diamond. I'm going to be a diamond.
Totally cool.
Awesome.
All right, then next up is Fran.
Hello. I'm quietly listening here.
Okay, background first.
My background is I work in the physician's office. I also have a skin care. I'm an esthetician. And I love to be around people, and I find that since I have become my doctor's personal assistant, that I don't get to see the people as much. And I am also, I just ordered some of the skincare products, and I'm also becoming more interested again in skincare, which was really a love of mine that I kind of put on the back burner. And I'm interested in building the business because I'm going to be retiring 2 years early because my husband's older than I am. We have gotten good response from the products that we have used. We don't have a complete wellness home, we have a part wellness home. And to gain from the program, I'm listening in tonight to learn what it's all about and to, I think I tend to do with the rest, some of the rest of your game, and that's believe in the product, and I need to learn about the business part of it so that I can make more money, so that when I come back home next summer from traveling, I don't have to go back to work in the stressful doctor's office.
Way cool. Now, here's the deal for all of you who are wondering about working it as a business. Do you feel more capable of making this work with a team like who's on the call tonight working with you than you would be by yourself?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if that's true, then here's the psychology that I'm going to start requiring of all of you right from the very beginning of our work together. You must start thinking as an upline. You must start thinking in terms of what are you going to provide as a series of events and experiences that will allow your people to grow into the strong people they need to become. You will become coaches. Keep thinking about that when I ask you questions, and sometimes when people come up with frustrations, you're going to be answering each other's questions. You're going to be working together with each other. Why? Because you're going to turn right around and have groups that you're developing that will answer their own questions. You will all become very strong through your process of becoming Pathfinders, but you must also realize that it is about what you're going through, your people must also go through. And as a coach, I like what one of the leaders once said. He said, in the Super Bowl, the big lineman doesn't run back over to the sideline and say, "Coach, can you go in there and do it for me because that guy's too big for me." You will be playing the game now only enough to learn to coach all the different parts on the field and then help other people to play their own game, not you to play it for them. So the idea of building a business and building a team is building teams. The idea of building teams is working together so that everybody gains the benefit that they want out of their NECAN career. So keep that in mind. We'll constantly be bringing that up. You are now learning not to be individuals. You are learning to be coaches for future teams that will go out and change the world.
You know, Joey, what excites me about this right here is that, okay, everyone on this call right now tonight is at a level where they're wanting to step forward and to allow this business to grow instead of having, let's say you got, say, 12 of us right here tonight. All of us are thinking very positive, we're at a level, okay, now we want to step forward. It's much easier to know that we're as a group, and we've all made that decision rather than have 12 people that you just introduced to the business, and that's where you feel like you're standing alone because you're at this level like we are tonight, and every one of these guys below us aren't there, and you feel like you're doing it alone. But I feel very comfortable with these people on the phone tonight because I feel like they're at the level that I'm at mentally, and that way it makes it easy for me to share what might be the difficult part for me to do in doing the business, and I want to hear what theirs are so we can, you know, it makes it dwarf in speed as far as growing with when you got all the minds going forward. Rather than you be the only one trying to train the beginner, all of us are there.
Right.
And I look at that being the key.
As you become aware, as we move through this, you brought up a great point, and that is that not everybody that comes to NECAN will be appropriate for this class.
Mm-hmm.
You all are just stud muffins. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
No slackers on this one. This is you made a commitment that you were going to pay the price and do the deal. And that gives you an honor, and you look forward to getting together with other people who have made that kind of commitment. And that's going to carry you far into this game. And we got Linda.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish us out here with that, and then I'll give you all your homework assignments for this next week.
Okay.
Here.
Hey, Jerry, this is Dave and Rhonda.
Oh, Dave and Rhonda. Okay, we'll do you too. Thank you. I didn't get you in the roll call there, so I'm glad you spoke up.
Jerry, I want to let you know you didn't ask me if I was complete on the second, and I want to tell you yes, I was.
Woo!
What's up?
Rock on. That's cool.
What I'm really learning right now is to listen. Now, growing up, I always just wanted to get married and have a bunch of kids, and I ended up having just a couple more than I thought I was going to. End up with 10 children, and 7 are boys, and my husband's in the construction business, and he has always taught our sons by the time they turn 12, and they go to work with that, and they have that business to fall back on someday to, if they need it. So they know how to work hard. So that's what we've kind of taught, and we've kind of had the mindset. We've always looked for a company. I've been in many, many MLMs, and I've always looked for one that had the integrity and the honesty and everything that we were taught growing up as children. And MeCan has been the only company that's come along that I, just from the minute we saw it, we knew that this is what's going to do it someday. And even though I've gone up and down on that roller coaster and I have not been consistent, I knew that that would help us. My background is just mainly a stay-at-home mom trying a lot of different businesses, even though my husband said, dear, I'll make the money. You take care of the kids. But I knew that he's not going to be able to do this all his life, and there is no retirement. And so my why is so that my wonderful husband doesn't have to work another winter. And my goal, and it's a big one, but he will not work this winter out in the snow. And I'm excited about that. I've worked around animals, and my sister and I, Janie, have done a lot of these things together also. She's a wonderful horse trainer. I learned to meet people and get over my shyness by going out and talking to people and buying and reselling horses at auctions and all kinds of wonderful fun things. But and then I love to do decorating weddings and just different things. So kind of a little bit of a jack of all trades there, but my what I want to gain out of this program, and I'm so excited to do this because I know with all my heart that with all of us doing this, we're all going to move forward, we're all going to accomplish our goals because this is a huge, exciting group. And I can see with every single person on this list, I'm so excited because I have so much in the back of my mind that I'm going, okay, I'm going to contact this person with this and this person with that. And so
I agree too.
Yeah, it is so cool. And I hope to gain continuous momentum that'll never slow down. I want complete confidence at all times, all places, in all situations when I introduce MeCan. And I want to become the leader I know that I have the potential to be. And I want the best dream team in MeCan. And I know I have that with my sisters and their downline. And I want us always to have that fire continually stoked. And I'm excited.
Very, very good. Well, here's
awesome.
Something that's a secret for all of you to know. We have some interesting groups on this, and Janie, Sherry, and Linda are all sisters.
Ooh. I'm a sister.
Sylvia and Peggy are mother-daughter.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
And Gary and, is it, what's your wife's name, Gary?
Gary's not on, it's Dave and...
Dave and Rhonda are on.
Dave and Rhonda, that's right. No wonder. Okay, Dave and Rhonda, for some reason I had Gary down here. Sorry about that. So Dave and Rhonda, first off, we need to know, did you do your happy faces?
We did.
What did you learn?
Makes life a lot happier.
And so what is your background? Oh, wait, were you complete or incomplete?
You're complete.
Because of
Rhonda.
Awesome. Way to go, Rhonda. You guys, one of the biggest changes in a person I've seen is in Rhonda, and hopefully that's been continuing. Dave, have you noticed?
A whole lot.
That's too cool. Okay, so your background, why are you building a business, and what do you hope to gain from the program?
Well, our background, we've been married 31 years. We have 8 children, 4 boys, 4 girls, and... She has homeschooled all the children, and we still have 6 at home. And I've worked construction all my life, and kind of the background with Rhonda, she's been fighting fibromyalgia for, I don't know, about 7 years. And that's how we were introduced to the company, through a mutual friend of Gina's. And so part of that, getting into the business, was trying to get her healthy. The other part, is I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom still, and this helped us to get into another income. And then in construction, I have an opportunity to be able to take an early retirement at 55, and I need another income to do that.
Totally awesome. And then why do you want to be in the program?
Because I have a lot to learn.
Okay, and I think you'll bring a lot to the table. I'm going to get a couple of details, and then I will immediately make a list and get all of you the email list for this team and phone numbers, and that will be emailed out to you right after the call here. So, Linda, what's your last name?
B-E-R-E-V-A-Y. Okay.
And then you're in where? What town do you live in?
Newman Lake.
And then your email.
Million N1, N as in Nancy, W-O-N, million N1 at AOL.com.
Okay, so that's million with two N's, and then one at AOL.com. Phone number, the one that you would most like these people to contact you at.
519-954-4884.
Okay, well, I got you on the phone then, Dave and Rhonda. What's your email address?
CLOUSHOUS9@netscape.com. Get that?
I got the HOUS9 at Netscape. What's the first part?
It's CLOUS.
Oh, Klaus.
HOUS9@netscape.com.
Klaus House.
Klaus House 9.
Cool. And everybody on the call, Fran is making the decision whether or not to be a member of this. We'll get back with her. But in all of this, you have to know that her email is the cleverest one I've ever seen, and it's Franny Pants.
Well, you have to stay in the group now.
Me too.
And Fran, what's your number?
519. Oh, wait.
I got yours. Yours is 220-7173, right?
Yes, sir.
And Dave and Rhonda, what's yours?
519.
Okay, your homework assignment this week, I want all of you to listen to Fishers of Men by Ed Wein.
Fishers of Men?
Fishers of Ed, okay. Or Fishers of Men by Ed Wein. Fishers of Ed. And we are going to, for those of you who read the book this last week, I'm going to have you either reread the book or read it for the first time. It's called Listening for Success by Steve Shapiro. I also want to challenge all of you. I wanted to challenge you to do all the parts, every single piece of what we do. It will be a stretch for some of you because you're involved in so many different things. So what? We need you to be strong. We need you to set a precedent and to do the stuff that your people will have the best possible chance of success. You are all beginning the process of developing a team of people for whom your reputation will carry for miles around. If you are going to be the wagon master and you lose 68 people before you get to Walla Walla, out of your 100-person wagon train, you're probably not going to have very many people that want to follow you after that. Your job is to toughen up and to be up and stay up with your teams. And there is no dishonor and retreat in this game. You all have been asked to really search your calendars, to be here on time, to be making the effort to work together as a giant group of people, to learn how this is done, because you are the future of thousands of families and the future of Niken. It is a very important thing that you're taking on, If you'd like, at the at any given time, you can let me know that this is overwhelming or it's not fitting for you. If you come onto the call a number of a small number of times and you are not able to complete the tasks that have been required, I'm going to get on the phone with you afterwards on a separate call, and we'll discuss, is this a good time for you? Are you right in the right place for you at this time? If not, then we have a number, like I said, a number of people who are sitting in the wings that would love to be in your shoes. But I want to challenge you all. Let's make something to brag about. If you make this group for yourselves successful so everybody gets over the wall, you will have been a part of accomplishing something you can turn around and help other people to accomplish. Are you all in?
Oh, yeah. We're in.
We're
the first whole group to do it.
We want to be all grown up and handed over.
Yeah, my diggity. And you know what? I'm going to kiss every one of your hairy foreheads if you do that, too.
Hey, Jerry, did you forget that you were going to invite us to your house in Hawaii once we get over that wall and it's following your checkbook?
Who invited that guy to Hawaii? I can tell he's going to be nothing but trouble. All right.
Jerry's going to be fine.
You all are going to get this this mailing and toughen up, eat gristle. This is it. I'm stoked. I'm putting a whole lot of eggs in one basket on this one because I'm betting on y'all. All right, thanks for coming this week. Same thing, same time next week. The more you call, the better off you're going to be. You want to be like, well, Rich actually gets extra credit. He called 3 or 4 or 5 times this week. That was totally awesome. Marcia called me a couple times this week. I think Sherry tried to get a hold of me at least once and left me a really cool message, or was it Janny? I can't remember.
No, it was Sherry.
Yes, got it right off. And then extra credit for Fran, because Fran is on all. She is all. She's right there, and I appreciate that. You guys can't believe what an inspiration she's been lately. She's brand new right out of the chute. Even I think I got a call from Sylvia and Peggy. You gotta learn this is not about you. Well, and then Ron, he and I talk about every 12 minutes. You guys have to learn this is, it's not about you. It's about what we can do as a group to team up and save lives, bring people home, and conquer this thing. We will make it happen. So thanks a lot. Anybody have any last minute questions?
Yeah, I got one thing to say. I don't know how many people out there that have a Christian background, but I think if we all pray for each other individually, our prayer means a lot. So pray for your team as a whole, and I think that's the number one thing we all need to do, and I think it'll get you there.
Absolutely.
The power of prayer is everything. So pray for each other.
Mighty Pathfinder One group that was going to get everybody over the wall. You're awesome. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.